than to get somebody else to listen. If nobody ever said anything, just say what God says and let God use your voice. Satan will never be able to express himself in a congregation or in the body of Christ. But because somebody is ignorant and they yield to the devil. And this is why all this chaos is in the earth. Y'all in the house today? So let me get to my statement. If everybody that were born on Earth planet, and if Adam had never messed up, it would have been just this way. Because God brought forth Adam. He saw that Adam, it wasn't good for him to be by himself because he couldn't reproduce himself with himself. So he gave him what we call what? A helpmate. And that's what we're trying to do when we holler, help, help. We want some help. And even when Jesus left this earth, he sent us a helper. Amen. So, men, women, boys and girls, like I said, now y'all listen to me. I'm saying this, so don't take offense. Just take it for enlightenment and instruction, because if I don't teach, if I don't say it, if I don't say what I am instructed to say, then God's going to deal with me. But I got to teach you and say these things so you'll know. And I'm not trying to beat you up. I want you to know God loves you. He's trying to get you out of it. Even though you're in a mess or you have been in a mess, God wants you out of the mess. He's not out trying to destroy you, because every one of us in here, if anybody in here have never committed one sin, I give you the right. Get you some rocks and start throwing them at me. And when you throw one, I'm going to get my gun so I can shoot back. I'm just having fun. But my point is, every one of us have messed up, haven't we? Am I right? There's not a single one of us in this building that haven't missed it. Right? Not a single one. But watch it. But here's what we had. God gave the instruction. But because man decided to listen to someone else, and the reason why we're seeing all these problems, but and that's why we're here. This is why this church is here. This is why God called it, so we could turn some stuff around. The reason why this trouble, men are trying to do things apart from God. They have turned a deaf ear to what God have said and trying to do it their way. And you are no match for a demon spirit. I'm going to say it again. You are no match in your own natural self. You are no match whatsoever. You couldn't whoop one of them. With both eyes black, both legs in a swing, and both legs and one hand in a cast. You couldn't whoop it. You need to understand that. So when you try to go in life and do stuff on your own and try to accomplish things like you feel or you see or you think, that's why it's in trouble. This is why the children are in trouble, because we decide we're going to shack and not marry. We're going to get together. Child, you're fine. I got a good, you make me feel good and all that. You're supposed to be made feel good in a marriage. If you ain't got no husband, you ain't got no wife, you ain't got no business trying to get made feel for good. Not in that way. Amen. And you bring those children in this earth, and you're not even an adult yourself. You're a child yourself. Now, how are you going to teach them what you don't know? And all they're going to learn is what you know and who you expose them to and keep them around. If you're around guys and girls that's shacking and talking, all that's what they're going to learn. That's what they're going to do. You watching anything, you everything, that's what they're going to do. They're going to do what they see you do. Come on now. And you don't ever pick up your Bible. They don't ever see you pray. You don't ever show up at church. You think they're coming to church? Somebody else going to have to go get them, because they're not going to come on their own. You're not coming. You know I'm preaching whether y'all say anything or not. But yet we want God to flood blessings on us. What would you do using God's place? What if you reverse it? You were God and God was acting like you. Settle the case. So listen up. Let's get to this. My time is rushing away. I thank you, Lord. You knew it, didn't you? Yeah. Now listen to this. Let me say this. Children, write this down if you need to. Children are not born bad. And then you have the audacity to call them, you little bad thing, you. That child not bad. If he's doing that, you taught him it. They are taught and trained to have good and bad behavior. That's how they get it. They are taught and trained to have good and bad behavior. If a child out of control, somebody taught him. And when he yielded, the demon spirit helped him out. You may ask how? Well, here's some ways they learn them. By what they see you do and say. That's one way they learn bad habits. By what they see you do and say. They hear you on that phone cussing out that girl. They hear you on there talking all that. They hear you. And you know I'm telling the truth. You think they don't hear you. That child walking around 1, 2, and 3 years old, you don't think they listen. They know it. They're hearing everything you say. Next thing you know, they cussing. Where will you get that at? And you know where they got it from. By what you let them get away with without correcting them and telling them what is right according to the word of God. You cannot let a child grow up and just get away with stuff. Just get away with stuff. You got to correct it. A child is just like a computer that has no brain in it, no hard drive. I mean, have a hard drive and nothing on it. If you got a hard drive in your computer and don't have anything on it, you can't pull nothing up. Come on now. But if you put something on it, what you put on it, you can pull it up. And you wonder, where did that come from? You put it in it.